Joining us today on This Week in Milton is town councilor for Ward 2, John Challenor. John, there is a mature character neighborhood study coming up on the latest council meeting. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think that it's really important to have this kind of work done because we need to protect our older neighborhoods as time marches on. The community is growing, and the old neighborhoods are very attractive to some who want to take down the historic homes and put on larger homes on those large lots. And we need to protect the old neighborhoods because that is part of the attraction of moving to this community and living in this community. It has some very beautiful old neighborhoods.
And there's always that give and take between Old Milton and the developing part of Milton. So how do you manage both sides of the fence? How do you keep that old town feel while managing growth?
Well, I think it's relatively easy in Ward 2. We don't have a lot of what I would call historic homes. There are some, but they're really just a handful. Ward 2, much of it was developed in 1970. That's when it started. A particular part of Ward 2 I live in was 1978. And so that's not really considered historic, but there are a few old homes in the rural part of Ward 2, and there are a few historic homes within the Dorset Park area that were basically farmhouses before the area was developed. So I don't think it's a big struggle to maintain any kind of balance. I think the bigger issue is ensuring that the infrastructure that supports the older neighborhoods is as strong as the infrastructure that is going into the new neighborhoods. That's the big challenge.
And that is always a challenge, maintaining good quality infrastructure. So how is council maintaining that infrastructure while at the same time keeping property taxes low and providing a high service and matching the growth that is set out by the Halton region?
Yeah, there's a couple challenges, no question about it. COVID-19 has provided a particularly difficult challenge for us from an operating budget standpoint. We're looking at least $1 million deficit at this point. The infrastructure is funded by capital, and I think that it's in relatively good shape. The challenge we've had this year is we've had a very concentrated time to do a lot of infrastructure work, particularly road work, and so people are experiencing a lot of delays in our roads these days because of that concentration of time to redo a number of arterial roads. The challenge we face is with the operating budget, and this coming December is going to be a very tough time for council to deal with the impacts of COVID on the operations of the municipality and keep taxes low, because the reality is when you've got upwards of 11 to 13% unemployment in the community, and the business community's had a tough time this year, you've got to be very cognizant that people don't have a lot of extra income, and so you need to focus on what those programs are that they absolutely need versus what we'd all like to have.
And of course, we're joined by John Challenor, town councilor for Ward 2. John, the last question I think I have for you has to revolve around COVID-19, of course. Are we starting to see a positive economic impact now that we've moved into stage 3?
I'd say it's kind of early. I can't say that we have seen a positive impact at this point. It's too early to say. Certainly from a municipal perspective, we're not seeing it. We've reestablished some programs that bring in some revenue for us, but not the kind of revenue that we normally see, and not enough to really make a big difference in terms of our operating budget deficit.
John, before we wrap up, is there anything else you want to highlight or talk about or send a message out to the town of Milton or even your constituents?
I think that the town, the municipality, and the public who live here have done, a pretty good job through this pandemic so far. And I would urge everybody, both town staff, council, and the residents, to keep on chugging along, keep that positive attitude, and we'll get through this. I think we're probably looking at least another 6 to 9 months of this until we've got a vaccine. but let's just keep our head down, keep moving forward, and we'll get through it.
John, always a pleasure chatting with you, and thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah, glad to anytime. Take care.